From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, November the 27th. After criticizing the Cowboys for their loss on Sunday, owner Jerry Jones has issued a challenge to coach Jason Garrett. Jones appeared on the NFL Network's Good Morning Football show on Wednesday and said he supports Garrett but has high expectations for the season. "Let me tell you, no one in this country has earned the right to say I'm a Jason Garrett man more than me. I am his man," Jones said. "And we want the very same thing, and that's for our players to play at their very best, and we want this staff to coach at their very best. The bottom line is we get graded. I'm in business. I don't have to win a Super Bowl in business every year. I can come in sixth and have a hell of a year. But in this case, you've got to come in first. You've got to come in first. So fundamentally, you've asked for something that's a very narrow window to begin with. I want Jason to get it done." Garrett responded to Jones' comments on Monday and said that the team can learn from the loss as they prepare for their Thanksgiving matchup against Buffalo. Ravens safety Earl Thomas offered a confident take when asked if Sunday's game against the San Francisco 49ers will be a Super Bowl preview. "You think the 49ers are going to the Super Bowl?" Thomas said. "It could be. Let's see. When the Super Bowl comes, whoever we play, they're going to be in trouble." Meanwhile, Ravens receiver Willie Snead was asked about Lamar Jackson's prediction immediately after he was drafted of winning a Super Bowl for Baltimore. "He brought that vision since he got drafted," Snead said. "If the guys around him ain't got that vision, it's like we got the wrong guys in the huddle. I feel like everybody in the huddle has the same vision. All 11 guys see the Super Bowl in our near future, and it starts with Lamar." And Ravens coach John Harbaugh added, "These guys are the best team in football," speaking of the Niners. "They're playing at the highest level right now. I don't know. Nobody's crowned. Like I said, they're the best team in football right now. February is when they make that decision still." Steelers guard David DeCastro said he hasn't received an explanation from the NFL for a fine he incurred in the fight at the end of the team's loss to the Cleveland Browns 2 weeks ago. He believes, though, that he was fined for being a, quote, peacemaker in the brawl between players and was fined $14,000. "Can't wait to hear the explanation for trying to break up a fight," he said Wednesday, "but I guess it's some dumb rule in the NFL where you can't be a peacemaker." Offensive lineman Ramon Foster was also fined, levied a $3,507 penalty for entering the fighting area. Quarterback Andy Dalton made clear Wednesday that his goal is to win and not protect the Bengals' 2020 draft position. "If this city isn't happy for wins, then I don't know what to tell them," Dalton said with a laugh. "Our goal is winning. We're going to do everything we can to win this week against the Jets." Dalton was reinserted into the starting lineup after being benched for three games in favor of rookie Ryan Finley, who struggled in the team's 16-10 loss to the Steelers in Week 12. Bengals coach Zach Taylor said Dalton gives the team the best chance to win a game. When the switch was announced Monday, Taylor was asked about the possibility of any potential victories lowering the Bengals' top pick. The first-year coach said he isn't concerned with that. "We're just focused on the Jets and what we need to do to win a game," Taylor said. "The other stuff takes care of itself. Right now, this decision is to help us beat New York." Dalton said the rest of the season will be another opportunity for him to prove he can be a viable starting quarterback in the NFL. The ninth-year pro also said he doesn't want to lose no matter how it affects the Bengals' draft plans. "To sit out 3 weeks and then come back for the last five, my whole goal is to win," Dalton said. "I want to win every single game we play." That's the MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.